This time on Culture File, can you spot an AI-written news article? How about an email conjured from a large language model? A new interactive performance at Dublin Fringe Festival takes the form of a quiz show that invites audience members to do just that. Who Wants to Write an Email is a collaboration between TCD academic Jennifer Edmund and theatre maker Laura Alcorn. Culturefile went to meet the team and take the warm seat in front of quiz host Maura Talksoon, played by Alcorn.
And the winner of the fastest finger contest is Luke Best. Luke Best, can you raise your hand?
That's me.
Luke, that's you. Luke Best. Yep. Maura Talksoon.
Hi.
A thrill to have you at the show.
Equally.
Are you ready? Okay, why don't you join me up here on stage and let's get a round of applause for Luke, everybody. Luke Best.
Thank you.
My name is Jennifer Edmund. I'm Associate Professor of Digital Humanities here in Trinity College Dublin. And I am working with my collaborator here on an interactive game show that will appear in the Dublin Fringe called Who Wants to Write an Email?
And I'm Laura Alcorn, this collaborator. I'm an artist and a performer. And I use humor to engage audiences with complex scientific topics, and that topic tonight is artificial intelligence.
Luke, we asked AI to write this email for us. This is the exact prompt that we put into AI. My name is Adam. My partner Noah insists on putting the toilet paper roll on backwards. Can you write him an email telling him not to do this?
So the show is a quiz show, and essentially we've prepared many trivia questions about how artificial intelligence might author an email. So we have the contestant take the hot seat. They have lifelines. They can call the AI expert, which is Jennifer. They can poll the audience, and they need to guess what AI wrote within an email. So they need to determine whether it was AI written or human written text.
All right, and then AI generated this email. Subject, a friendly request regarding the toilet paper roll. Hi, Noah. I hope this email finds you well. I wanted to chat with you about something that might seem trivial, but it's been on my mind recently. It's about the way we place the toilet paper roll in the bathroom. And I believe that open communication is important for us to maintain a, here we are at question number one, Luke. What did the AI suggest to complete that sentence? First of all.
So we have really funny email scenarios that come up. So asking someone to change their behavior, asking, you know, making an apology to someone, asking someone quite famous out on a date, and on and on. And we're really trying to push AI to write emails for social situations, which it's going to start doing. You know, Microsoft and Gmail have already put out demo videos showing how this technology, you know, this sort of text-generating technology will be integrated into those email applications. So we're really on the cusp of having to imagine that someone might send us an email very near in the future that was authored in part or in full by AI. And we think that's quite an interesting moment to reflect on from a cultural perspective.
And I believe that open communication is important for us to maintain a blank living space. Is it A, fair and balanced? B, harmonious, C, well-designed, or D, less constipated? Is there any of those you can eliminate right away, Luke Best?
I feel that the less constipated is off the cards for the AI.
Okay. I think that's wise thinking.
You mentioned earlier this idea that people would have a certain reticence to receiving an email if they knew it was written by an AI. The New York Times podcast Hard Fork, I don't know if you ever listened to that, but they have a kind of problem page, which is people writing in, and somebody wrote a card for their mother, and their mother said it was the nicest card they ever got. And of course, it was the AI that had written it. Are we having a slightly old-fashioned ethical qualm about that, or should it be just that the result is the point?
Yeah, but these things are hard. I mean, it's really hard to know what to say, but that difficulty in knowing what to say and getting through it and saying something that is, you know, from the heart was the term that came up lots and lots of times. That is what it means to be human. That is what it means to be connected. That is what it means to be interdependent in a society and a culture. And that's where it's so important that, because, yeah, you know, it was a lovely letter, but doesn't mean that you can depend on that person, doesn't mean that you actually have that relationship, doesn't mean that All the social capital that's implied there, is it really there?
But maybe that's an ideal exchange, because actually when you're writing that kind of thing, you are performing a function that's a bit like the AI might. You're saying, what do people say in this situation? Because that's what I'd like to replicate. And I think that's sometimes more of an objective than, can I speak from the heart?
I mean, isn't this the story of Cyrano de Bergerac? It was, the love was between the man who was coming up with the words. They were meaningful because they came from him. The guy who was just whispering them on was never going to be the true kind of the true love. And that's where, you know, being able to take our emotions, which are so human, translate them even into words. I mean, even faulty words. I mean, we all know something that someone has said to us, which, you know, didn't meet the norms. And yet, you know, it was the most loving, wonderful, affirming, connecting thing that they could say because it was them, because it was what they would say. And that's where that connection, I mean, that's what really lights up our boards as human beings.
Are we just afraid, because this technology is pointing out to us, that we are just a set of network reactions? Maybe the reason we're so concerned about AI at this particular moment is not because we find its communications inauthentic, but because it points out that our communications are inauthentic.
But we only have the subjectivity we have. At the end of the day, you know, our being able to express ourselves is something that we need to do. It's that kind of generative impulse. I do believe in culture, and I believe that if we're given the time to catch up, culture will find ways of using these tools in an appropriate way. What I do worry is that the new iterations are coming so fast, the hype cycle is so fast, that we get bamboozled into thinking that they are better than they are, more efficient than they are. And, you know, that's one of the great things about using email as a conceit here, because we all know the promise of email was that it was going to make our lives easier. And I don't know a single person who believes that. So we see the same promise being made about these large language models. But how? I mean, what is it really going to do?
A good, solid answer is harmonious.
Why do you say that?
Feels like an aim that we should all have.
To live in harmony, especially our toilet paper.
I don't know if all the toilet paper in the house needs to be synchronized in its direction. You know, maybe we could...
Some bathrooms one way and some bathrooms another way? That'd be quite the compromise. So it sounds to me like you're feeling quite strongly about option B, harmonious.
Yes,
would you like to lock that in as your final answer?
I would like to.
Okay, final answer. AI, show us the correct answer. It's B. You've just won a really big pencil, Luke Bess.
A really big pencil.
You have to use two hands to write with it.
Give me it here.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Laura Alcorn as quiz host Maura Talksoon there. And you heard also from Jennifer Edmund, who wants to write an email, is at Lear Academy tonight and tomorrow night at 8:45 and at Visual Carlo on October 6th.